When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Well, Sue, something just happened. Sue sneezed. You sneezed and I said, God bless you. And you were like, why are you saying God bless you?
Well, it just occurred to me that it's a very strange thing that we all do is say God bless you when somebody sneezes because it's just like a bodily function. We don't say God bless you when we burp. We don't say God bless you when we cough.
It is weird.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
And it's just, also if you're in, say, like a meeting or a crowded room and you sneeze, you're trying to be kind of discreet because you don't want to make, like, you know. And people, like, draw attention to you, and then you have to say thank you. And is it rude if you don't say God bless you when somebody sneezes?
Well, it's hard, because I've had that situation when I've been in a store many times, and somebody sneezes, and it's like...
a stranger.
You almost have to judge, like, how far away from you are they? Are they right next to you? If they're right next to you, I feel like there's an obligation to say God bless you, or bless you, or something. But why do we do that just for a sneeze and nothing else?
I don't know. I was looking it up and it's, you know, goes back to like the bubonic plague that like people would sneeze because it was a symptom of it. And people would say, God bless you because they were concerned about your wellness and your health. But there's a lot of a lot of bodily functions that would suggest that you were concerned about somebody's health. Like if somebody's coughing, you might want to say something to say that, oh, I hope you're well. Or if some, you know.
but then how often are you doing it? Like, what if somebody, and also this is the thing, my husband, Steven, is a 7 sneezer in each sneeze. Like he's
goes
not,
7 times?
Well, maybe not 7. Maybe like 4. Definitely 4 times, for sure.
One, two, three, four. Yeah.
I've never sneezed more than once. I'm not a multiple sneezer. I'm just a...
You've also never burped in your life, which is
true
still
story.
To this day, I cannot believe is a fact.
Never.
I don't think it's possible that you've never burped.
I have a faulty esophagus or whatever it's called.
Faulty epiglottis.
Epiglottis.
I'm like,
true. I've never done that, but it is a weird thing. The bless you with when you sneeze.
I know. Because I feel like it draws attention. Like, I almost don't want people to say it, because then everybody looks at you.
And then they're watching.
Okay, thank you. And then... And then what if you have to grab a tissue and now everybody's aware? It's just kind of weird. Why do we do it?
You can almost feel when you have a dry sneeze versus, like, a wet sneeze.
That's what I was getting at.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, no. And you can feel that there's exposure.
Or your hand is a little moist because you covered your mouth.
Okay, let's not say moist.
No, but let's be honest. And then everybody's looking at you. So maybe, I don't know. Don't say God bless you to me. I'll be good with it.